is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
What's Nikki passing around?
Probably Easter eggs.
That's what I'm hoping.
You left over.
Can you see that, Sarah?
Hi.
Oh, she's seen us. This is our office manager, Nikki.
She's coming in.
She's got a little tray of something.
Let's get a mic on for her.
Hi.
Nikki, you're on the podcast.
Congratulations. You've made it to the heady echelons of Those Two Girls podcasting.
We were just discussing whether to...
You just jump on this mic.
Oh, is that Rocky Road?
We were discussing whether to come in and let you know I've got three for you, or do we give them to Nick Bartley and you don't know that I have them?
But we can see
anyway.
You. There's a big pane of glass.
I know, but you didn't know what I was doing.
Well, you already gave me mine.
And then you waved at me, and then I
thought Who are they from?
SCA,
yes,
happy Easter.
Oh, my God.
Yes, thank you.
I came in this morning and mine was on my desk.
So. Well, what do you want, white chocolate or dark chocolate?
I don't mind. Can you take what you want?
Do you know
I don't
what?
Care.
There's a spare one.
Is that caramel?
Thank you.
Caramel. Caramel.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Wow.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Nikki.
Oh, my God, that is a chunky. Okay, well, here's
the perks,
will we?
Well, speak for yourself. Here's the show. I've got to eat this.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
I'm ready to party.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Good morning, everyone. Morning.
Funny little story to start the day.
Yeah.
I was watching Dancing with the Stars with my eldest girl yesterday. We were watching it on Catch Up. And
Sarah, if you can dream it, you can do it. We all know it's Sarah's dream.
If
let's
you
just
watched
put
it
out
it
of the
catch
universe.
Up, when did everyone else watch it if they watched it live?
Last night.
Last night or the night before?
Night before.
Night before.
Okay,
then.
Cool. Because every breakfast show talked about this then.
Yeah, but they didn't talk about
matter.
What my daughter said, right? So she was watching all the dancers and she said, "Oh, there's so many poor diabetics on Dancing with the Stars."
What?
And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Look at them all with their packs." I said, "Oh
my God.
No, love. They're their microphone packs that are just on their Lycra waistband so they can still be heard by the cameraman." And she's like, "Oh, I thought that was giving them sugar the entire time." And I thought, I must mention it to our very own poor diabetic, Jace.
Yeah, I don't have a pack either, though.
I mean, you'd have two if you went on. You'd have the mic pack and your insulin pack.
I should upgrade to a pack. Apparently, it's better control, but I don't know. I don't like having something attached to me all the time.
I just thought it was so hilarious that she'd never seen them before. And straight away, she's like, all these sickly people dancing.
I mean, that's the casting call. We're calling all diabetics in Australia.
They say diabetics can dance. Dancing diabetics.
Oh, wow. I mean, that'd be a ratings bonanza.
Also, how did your daughter know what a diabetic meal is before she knows what a mic pack is?
I actually have no idea where she watches a lot of Operation Ouch and those kind of medical kids shows. So I reckon it must have been from that.
Could be that.
But yeah,
either that or she. What's that really troubling? I think it's a mental illness, Sarah, where people think they're sick or that they impose illness
like Munchausen's?
On yes.
Or Munchausen's by proxy.
Oh, God. Movies about Munchausen by proxy are my favourite. Like, very specific.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's where you make someone sick.
It's very scary
So you
stuff.
Get attention. Yeah, I don't know how we got here.
It's very scary stuff, but I highly recommend the thrillers, the movies around that. Very interesting.
I watched Shrek last night.
Can you grow up?
Never.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
This is Those Two Girls. You can listen live or to the podcast on the Listener app right now and follow them on Instagram, at Instagram, on Lise and Sarah. I swear I can never get through it.
No, we swear you can't either.
All right. Too early for little digs like that.
People in glass houses shouldn't post home. I'll probably stuff something up right now. Let's do a quick whip around the world. Of entertainment and bring you
the
world celebrity news.
The world.
Now,
the world. Yeah, you put
I don't come into work
her.
This early to be heckled. Okay, Macaulay Culkin has become a dad. I mean, way to feel old.
Also,
right?
Isn't he 40 as well,
yes.
like us?
Yeah.
That threw me something.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's terrifying. Yeah,
Lee's also hasn't caught up to the fact she's 41 now.
Yeah, well, I'm 41, I know. So he's still, he's younger than me.
Yeah, so Macaulay Culkin and his wife welcomed a little boy into the world, and they have named him Dakota Song Culkin. It's actually in honour of Macaulay's sister, Dakota, who was killed in a car crash a few years ago when she was 29. So
is this Macaulay's second wife? Because remember, he got married super young. Remember back in the day, he got married when he was like 17 or 18 and the world was like shocked. I believe this must be his second wife.
But isn't this wife, wasn't she out of a Disney show?
Yeah, Brenna.
Oh, yeah, she was out of Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
That's it.
I can't remember her name in it, though.
Brenna Song is her real name. So there you go. Here you go. She played London Tipton.
That's it.
I've never heard of that show before in my entire life.
No, it was past our time, Sarah. Past our time. Who else had a baby? There's other baby news as well.
Well, yes, Jacinta Franklin and Buddy Franklin had a little boy a while ago, but only recently announced his name, which is Rocky.
Okay.
So Rocky joins his big sister, Tallulah, known as Lulu. Sorry, I was going into Lulu
Tallulah,
there.
Tallulah, yeah.
Honestly, these bloody braces, I'm wearing them on air today and they're mucking me up. I'll take them out in the ad break.
They're not subtle.
I can. Heckled.
Remember when we compared you to Sid the Seagull?
Oh, schlip, I wish I still had that.
Schlap, da, da.
All right, I'm going to move on to Halle Berry, who's become the ambassador for a hair removal brand, Finishing Touch Flawless. And the 54-year-old has revealed she spent a good chunk of her younger years feeling terribly embarrassed about the fact that she had facial hair. She said, and I quote, "I remember when I was very young, I didn't want my boyfriend to know that I shaved my mustache or that I would try to get rid of it. It was just embarrassing," right?
Sarah, that's the cardinal sin of hair removal. Everyone knows you do not shave.
Yeah.
Why?
As a woman, because the hair, well, even as a bloke, the hair comes back thicker, stronger, darker.
It
is bloody not.
That's a wise tale.
But, Lise, you're quite open about your moustache. So I just think don't leave Halle hanging.
I'm fine.
Let's talk about your lady mo.
But this is the thing. I've been waxing the lady mo since I was in bloody grade 9. I have an aversion to hair, always have. So I was on the tools very young. My mother didn't understand. She's blonde. So I was like, buy me a wax pot stat. And I've been waxing that. So I've got hardly anything left. Now they're just growing off my chin. So I keep a pair of tweezers in the glove box. Because there's nothing like car light. There's nothing like good sunlight and car light to see rogue hair growing off
of your face. Well, Lise is quite aggressive about other people's facial hair too, because I've spoken previously about going to get my eyebrows threaded, you know, those centre places in the middle of malls, and every time they say, do you want your moustache done too? And I feel quite affronted. I don't have a moustache. And Lise will say, yeah, you do. I'll bleach it for you.
Just accept it. It's the facts of life.
Did this come out of being a martyr?
Do you not remember that?
No.
Who's that? Why is Sarah's voice in the background of that?
That was a recording of something else. I was trying to play a moustache song, though.
Oh, good one.
Everyone, don't do it. Shut up.
Do your job.
Shut up.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Yesterday we were jabbering on in our Those Two Girls Catch Up podcast, which of course you can listen to on the Listener app. And somehow we stumbled into the conversational realm of what would your last meal be if you were on death row. Of course, this is hypothetical because death row does not exist in Australia. So we thought, let's have some fun with it.
Yeah. I mean, we could joke about it because it's not legal here.
Yes.
It's a really difficult question. I find it sort of along the same lines as trying to figure out what movie you want to watch. Like, you've known for weeks, you've had a backlog of ideas, and then when you plonk yourself in front of the telly, all of a sudden they all evaporate. You forget completely. Yeah. I can't tell you what my
last 3 weeks from dying on death row, you're like, oh,
you need
I'd
to
have
start
this.
Jotting down a few there. Ideas. Because I don't know. I want to hear from you guys. 13 10 60, give us a buzz as well. Sarah, what would yours be? Jace? You'd said bread and butter, hadn't you, in the podcast?
Not
just
me.
Plain
I didn't
and simple.
Say that.
Look, I'm a low maintenance lady.
She's not.
Bread and butter?
I am a low. I hate it when people say I'm not low maintenance. I've got standards.
Sarah, you're wearing a silk blouse. Think, and it's 5 a.m.
But it cost me $7 from an op shop.
Okay, that's true. Okay. Well, you've redeemed yourself.
All right.
Bread and butter.
Okay,
for you.
This
cool.
is, yeah, but it's not just any bread.
Oh, okay.
It has to
it's
be
tiger loaf.
And
that's
it has to be
how
thick
we got
cut.
Onto this. Yeah,
it's
we're talking tiger about
loaf
tiger loaf
with the soft flesh and then the crunchy
Sarah,
crust with
Lurpak.
Like, I don't care. Just a lot of butter.
It's got to be Lurpak.
A lot. And then
does
I
have
want
to be butter or margarine?
A butter.
No, what okay. are you talking about? Margarine. That's a plastic byproduct.
My cholesterol is fine. Thank you very much.
And you're in death row. So
she's not eating not plastic before she dies.
And then I want shaved ham off the bone, like the thick,
Christmas
the
ham.
Good stuff.
Mm.
That's my meal.
Jace, what would yours be?
I think mine, people aren't going to know what this is. It's called Vareniki. It's a Ukrainian dish that my grandma used to make for me.
Just a weird European
no.
flex
oh,
on death row.
It's the best.
Is it well, sweet or savoury?
I'd have to wake my grandma up to cook it for me.
Like as in wake her up from the dead?
Yeah.
Or, R.I.P. Oh, granny.
I thought we were in a dark area.
So is it sweet or savoury?
I don't know. It's not sweet. Savoury. It'd be savoury, I guess.
Yeah, he's a diabetic. Savoury.
Okay. Savoury. Well, he's dying anyway.
I'm dying anyway. It's not going to matter. Do you think they'd give me my insulin?
Yes, guys, I just need my insulin before we put the other needle in. Is that all right?
Keep it safe.
Oh, yes.
Got to keep him safe. Workplace health and safety.
Lise, what would your last meal be?
I'm going to go basic, guys, and go like KFC chips with extra chicken salt. And if they skimp on, actually, I want my own canister of chicken salt.
If they skimp on the chicken salt, what are you going to do?
I'm going to kill them, which is why I'm in there for the first place. In the first place.
Because someone didn't put enough chicken salt on your chips.
Is that the only thing, just chicken salt on chips?
But that's what you ate
I
when you were pregnant,
so.
Too.
I think if at my base level, I operate on hot chips and chicken salt. I think. It's like fuel to me.
Couple of dinner rolls?
No. Oh,
I love chips and dinner rolls and gravy.
Back to the bread. It's all about the bread.
All right. Well, let's find out from other people because we sound like really basic.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is really isn't interesting until you
it is interesting.
Until you deep dive into the reasoning behind the meal. So 13, 10, 60, you're on death row. Imagine.
We don't care what you did. No judgment.
No judgment. But you're a bad mofo. And you get one last meal. What is it?
We'll even get a few jail sound effects. Jace, get ready.
I'm
get ready to work.
Not gonna do that.
Yeah, a bit of clinky.
Just being honest
a bit
you.
Of clinkiness. It'll be good. Okay, give us 30, buzz.
10, 60, what will be your last meal be?
Well, we've got Brad from Altona Meadows on the line. Brad, okay. What's your last
cooking,
meal?
Lady?
We want to know what's been cooked up for you when you're on death row and you've got a last meal looking at you.
So mine has to be a 1 kg ribeye steak cooked. It was so like nice that the blood's still dripping out of it, with a side of potato bake, and I want so scalloped potatoes with a big thick layer of cheese on top. Side order of beans. I want heaps of beans with a big dollop of garlic butter on top. I want carrots, and I want asparagus on top of the whole thing. With a fried egg as well, with strip also the yolk's a bit runny.
It's
Brad,
so
what
specific.
I feel this meal is for you is buying time. You're waiting for your lawyer to try and get you off at the last minute because by the time you eat a 1 kilo steak and all that potato and beans, you've probably scored yourself an extra hour of life.
Well, my theory is too is if I'm gonna be on death row for something and I want to eat as much as I can so when I actually do go under I'm gone. I want to make sure it's a big crap coming out.
That'll show him.
I mean, he makes a point.
I love it. I love it so much. This is Those Two Girls.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Spare a thought.
Don't start like that.
But this really does require many of you to spare a thought for a lady by the name of Tiffany Fortuna, who has been trying
for
years.
It's a made-up name if ever I've heard it.
Well, you should see the way it's spelt too, Tiffany, T-Y-F-A-N-E-E.
Tiffany Fortuna.
Tiffany Fortuna has
What's
been.
What's her occupation?
Fortuna teller. She's been trying for years to sell her little chihuahua called Prancer. She's tried every method in the book, But what she's finally landed on.
No one wants a chihuahua.
Well, you should see the photo of this thing. We'll put it up on our Instagram at Liz and Sarah. She's landed on the idea of writing a brutally honest description on her Facebook account. She's thought, you know, I'm not going to lie to the people. Maybe this is what's going to get rid of him.
Okay, so, her name's Tiffany Fortuna and she's like, I'm not going to lie to the people. What's on your birth certificate, Tiffany Fortuna?
Wrap your ears around
this. Lie to yourself. Don't lie to us.
She is not lying here. I feel like we need a bit of background music because this is the very best description.
Jail music you want.
I don't know. I don't know what kind. Let me just read it to you. She says, okay, I've tried. I've tried for the last several months to post this dog for adoption and make him sound palatable. The problem is he's just not. There's not a very big market for neurotic, man-hating, animal-hating, children-hating dogs that look like gremlins. But I have to believe... What? Oh, is it because he's for sale?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Like a prize.
But I have to believe there's someone out there for Prancer because I'm tired and so is my family. Every day we live in the grips of the demonic chihuahua hellscape he has created in our home. Prancer came to me obese, wearing a cashmere sweater. His first week, he was too terrified to have a personality. As awful as it sounds, I kind of liked him better that way. I was excited to see him come out of his shell eventually and become a real dog. I am convinced at this point he is not a real dog, but more like a vessel for a traumatised Victorian child that now haunts our home. Prancer only likes women, nothing else. He hates men more than women do, which says a lot. If you have a husband, don't bother replying unless you hate him. This also extends to other animals. Have other dogs, cats, don't apply unless they like being shaken up like a rag doll by a 13-pound rage machine. As far as companionship, though, you will never be alone. She goes on to say he is housebroken. He can be quiet and non-destructive. She says he smiles. He also smiles when he's excited. His ideal home would be a single woman, a mother and daughter, or a lesbian couple. If you have people over, though, he would have to be put away like he's a vacuum. I know finding someone who wants a Chucky doll in a dog's body is hard, but I have to try. Prancer is available through Second Chance Pet Adoption. This bit. Oh, and he's only 2 years old and will probably live to be 21 through pure spite. So take that into account if you're interested. This dog looks like a demon.
Well, firstly, I take back everything I said about Tiffany Fortuna. I want to be her friend.
Oh, my God. The very best. Paul, I mean, I kind of feel sorry for Prance.
I just like the description of he arrived obese and in a cashmere sweater. Like, I've just pictured the Godfather vibe kind of thing. And now he's shed the kilos and he's a new chihuahua.
And hates men more than women.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. You know, I'm still standing
better than I ever did. All right, this is a game we play where Jace throws a category our way. We bounce back and forth until one of us fails miserably. Jace, what's the category?
First category today is songs beginning with S. Liz.
Sexy eyes. Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, sexy eyes.
Senorita.
Sexy back.
Sarah. That is actually a song.
Yeah.
Sex bomb.
Sexual.
That's not a song, Sarah. You can't just say a word. It's sexual feeling. That's a song.
Sexual healing, I believe.
Yeah, so she got it right. Congratulations. Go on.
I'm too sexy, but I'm going to just say sexy.
No, you can't.
Category. Okay. Sexy thing, comma, you.
No, she's out. She's out. Next one. Okay. Sarah.
Yeah.
Sizes of paper.
Oh, I'd go an A4 standard.
Funny that. I'd go an A2.
I like an A3.
Quite a fan of the big A1.
I would say a scrapbook. It's a piece of paper and a scrapbook.
Yeah, but is that a size?
Yeah, definitely.
A5 is your postcard size, so I'm going to say A5.
I would say an A8.
I don't think it goes up that small.
Yeah, it's small. Yeah, it's a business card size.
Remember Foolscap?
Yes.
What?
Remember that?
Just Foolscap paper.
That's like an old school reference. That's like 80s, being in primary school in 80s.
Well, you lose, so...
Okay, cool story, Lise. Next category.
I just haven't said that word in so long. Like,
do you remember HB pencils?
But I haven't. You know when you just realise you haven't said a particular word in so bloody long?
Do you remember those things cool that used to that sharpen the A3 pencil?
Yes.
What are they called?
The sharpeners.
Sharpeners. Yeah. Pencil sharpeners.
Okay.
Lise.
Yes.
Things you find in a shed.
Tools.
Lise, be specific. Oh, hammer.
That's what.
Okay, well, I'm going specific. No, hammer.
You can't say hammer.
So that, okay, a lawnmower.
Okay.
Motorbike.
A leaf blower.
Water ski gear.
A whipper snipper.
Sex toys.
I mean, you think you know someone.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, my God, you idiots. You're so easy to throw off. Oh, my God.
Don't get aggressive. Now, wait. She'll get aggressive because she'll suddenly be like,
you two are
the biggest prudes in the world.
Why did I lose?
You can absolutely have sex toys in a shed. Keep going. Don't you know
I'm still standing. I thought that was a great answer.
No, that was a horrible answer.
Oh, you're such prudes.
There we go.
I'm a red-blooded woman.
I just thought a little bit of fun to brighten up the Wednesday. Give people a bit of a laugh in their cars.
Yep.
All right, you're answering our DMs today.
Yeah. What do you reckon the number one one's going to be?
All right, on that note, Big Mama's got to go. That's Lise, not me.
And you can got a shed to visit.
Jenna.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
That was a 23-minute show and you're still eating.
You know, I just started. I was just speaking to Wills last night saying I've been eating so much rubbish lately, so much cheese, so much bread, and now someone waves Rocky Road under my face.
Yeah, no, I can't get out. You know what it is? It's proof that junk food or junky food is addictive because it is so hard to get off that bandwagon once you've just allowed yourself to go back there. Like but then when I'm not eating it, I'm perfectly fine and happy.
We have treats most nights.
Like what? I can't eat. Like I can't eat
some
treats
sort of
at
chocolate
night
or something. We're really bad. We're really bad.
For me. For me, everyone's about convenience. Like if I'm busy and I just reach for the easiest things in the cupboard, they're always the things that are in packets or for me it's like taking
I'll tell
time.
You what I'm good at though.
What?
You know when people have like a lot of soft drink in their house?
I don't do soft drink, yes.
What I
I'm
do is I get Diet Right cordial, which is sugar-free cordial,
yes, I know,
and
yes.
put soda water with it.
Yeah, nice.
It's a sugar-free.
Nice.
It's actually better than sugar-free soft drinks.
Yes.
Because you know how they say that it rots the insides of your bones and stuff?
Like and I think that's another, anything like sparkling water, like soda, is that what you soda water?
Yeah.
Is just that sparkle, that fizziness.
It's almost like a treat.
It feels like either a cocktail or a treat. Yeah, I don't mind doing that.
Yeah, I had some girlfriends over from Bundy on the weekend and I'd just been drinking a lot for me of wine, of having it several times throughout the week in the holidays and what have you, only, you know, a glass or two in there. But that's too much for me. I don't like doing that. And they come over and, I just had lime-infused sparkling mineral water, what have you. And honestly, for me, it just feels like having something social in your hand.
I bought these from the Bottle-O because we had a wedding anniversary party and I didn't want to drink too much at all. So I bought a 4-pack of, I think it's called Seed Lip.
White Claw?
No, Seed Lip is right.
Seed Lip is a gin. I think it's a non-alcoholic gin. But it just said they were little, those really small cylindrical cans. And it was Seed Lip Cucumber Tonic. And, I mean, I will say when I first took a sip, it sort of tasted like dust. You know?
The gin does anyway. Just I don't know how you can drink gin. Gin
is
foul.
Yeah, I don't like gin either.
Yeah, but you have to drink nice gin.
Ugh.
Like not just, like the infused gins are beautiful and you've got to have it with like tonic
That's like
water.
Jack, our boss here, he loves tequila. like just sipping
tequila. But I think you
need
good tequila.
I was watching The Rock. He has his tequila and they all sip and everything. And so at our Christmas party last year, I won that Don Julio tequila.
Oh, that's right.
It's like
that
a $200
really
bottle.
Expensive.
And I thought, I'm going to try this on The Rock. See how we go. Nope.
No,
nope, tastes like tequila. Tastes like something I used to shot when I was 18.
No, didn't I swap that with you? Didn't I win that?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we swapped a bottle of Dom or something, wasn't
it? Yeah, I had a Don Perignon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we swapped that over.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that tequila's still in my cupboard. We've had
I've never gone back to tequila.
A sip each.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, that seed lip stuff is nice. Nads, you
I liked
onto
it.
That.
At first it tasted like dust water. And then I really, it took me a while to enjoy it. And then I was like, okay, I get it. Because it's a different, you've got to understand what
dust
they've
grows
done.
On you, they say.
It does. It does. I was like, everyone's like, how's your dust water? I was like, it's really good. It's really refreshing.
Yeah. The
Not
first
bad.
Time I had that was at that, what's that bar at the Fantorzo? Is that how you say it?
Oh, the one up the top.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. At Howard Smith Wharves. And they had it there and it was really nice. You do kind of feel like.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You feel like you're having a little celebration of something just because it's, you know.
Anything fizzy works.
Anything
I agree.
Fizzy, pretty much. I mean, God, Diet Coke in a wine glass also does the trick, in all honesty. But
except,
yeah.
They should serve Diet Coke in beer bottles.
Like in the retro glass bottles, you mean?
Well, I mean, just like so it looks like you're drinking a beer, but you're actually drinking a Diet Coke.
Well, I know, but then you shouldn't have to pretend that you're drinking, should you? I think that's the whole
thing.
True.
Yeah.
You should just be
there
like,
is
I'm not ashamed.
Zero alcohol beers, too.
Well, at this wedding anniversary party.
Which actually the Carlton Dry ones don't taste too bad.
I was surprised how many people at this anniversary party weren't drinking. There were so many zero beers
I feel like it's shifted. I really feel like the alcohol.
And this is a couple
culture.
In their mid to late 40s. Yeah. So, I mean, people were drinking, but it was sort of one-on, one-off. I was not the only one that was doing one-on, one-off. It was really great. No one got – it was fun because no one –
Is that an age thing?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And just not wanting to waste your time or money.
Well, you don't want to waste the next 3 days.
I didn't want to wake up hungover.
Yeah,
that was my thing. Nobody
like
was like, come on, that's shifted, I've found. No one, if you say, actually, no one even asked me what I was drinking. And I just don't feel if I'd said, oh, I don't want to be hungover, they'd be like, come on, but it's a special occasion. You're at a party. No one. And I just wouldn't let it get to me, I suppose, if someone did say that.
That whole sober movement is very, very interesting.
What's the news on the key rings?
Just taking a while from China. So they are being dispatched from there, but because there's so much, you know, coming in and the, you know, probably near,
red tape.
Probably near
it was
that,
probably, it was probably on that big boat that got
in
stuck.
In that Suez Canal. Probably there for a while.
Yeah, it's one of the back boats that are in line now.
They are en route. They are. I shouldn't have said China. I should have said Italy or something.
I mean.
Up the price.
Via China.
No, I mean, what doesn't get made in China?
No, they went from Italy via China to here.
Sure.
Sounds like
sure.
a great.
They're expensive.
A great produce route.
I have never had caramel milk until now.
Oh, caramel milk's delicious.
I've never had it before.
It just tastes like white chocolate to me. I can't really tell the difference.
Go and have normal white chocolate, you will.
Did you see on Christian Hull's page, he did that, somebody had sent him a TikTok video of putting caramel milk in puff pastry in an air fryer. So you get an entire, you get your puff pastry.
That's pretty awesome.
The entire block of caramel milk in the middle, and then you sort of cut slits like you would do a pie, like lattice work on a pie or something. I've never done that, but I've just seen people do it. And then you fold it over the top of the caramel, put it in the air fryer and it comes out this gooey, gooey, you know, heart attack of a dessert. But it looked pretty
amazing.
And did
amazing. He eat it on camera?
I think so. I didn't watch. I didn't get to that point.
There's there's another one similar on TikTok as well that you get two pieces of bread, just white, soft white bread, and then you get Kinder chocolate, break off a couple of blocks of Kinder chocolate, put it in the middle of the bread, put the bread on top, get a wine glass.
Yes.
Push it through. The bread,
okay.
So you make a little circle
disc,
and then put that in the toaster.
Remy did that.
And then you toast it, comes out a little disc.
A little disc. Remy got me to do that, but with a blob of Nutella in the middle, and he loved it. Except the thing is, is you end up wasting a lot of
bread.
Because your disc only, but it does look, it's very effective and they loved it. They thought it was super cool.
Actually, that does remind me, I know we were just talking about not drinking much, but there were videos doing the rounds of Easter and it just looked bloody delicious of people cracking the hollow Easter eggs and then filling it with Baileys.
Oh, yeah.
And then they would heat something up. So it just became this melted, it's a dessert, really.
Diabetic
it's not diabetic's dream. Oh, sugar.
This sort of stuff kills me.
Oh, God. I mean, we do laugh about you. I mean, we know diabetes is very serious.
Well, only if you think it is.
Well, no, it is. But I guess we're led by your humour on that.
Oh, I can't change it. I'm not always going to be diabetic. You might as well laugh about it.
No, this is great for diabetes awareness. I reckon we're doing heaps of people a favour.
Yeah, talking about all the stuff they can't eat.
No, it's good. It's good to find out about it.
Mm. Yeah, true. So do you want this last bit of Rocky Road chocolate?
No, I'm good. I'm good. See, diabetics, that's what you should say no to treats.
Oh, there you go. Mm. All right, well, we might give this last one to Bartley then.
Yeah.
If he was waiting for it.
Mm.
All right, well, we're going to love you and leave you. Ciao, ciao.
All right, guys, bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.